Tampa finally has its first green building that will achieve LEED certification. LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design and is the Sustainable Building Accreditation Standard. The building opened Monday on West Kennedy Boulevard and is the new home of the marketing company Walker Brands. Nancy Walker owns and is president of Walker Brands. She said one of her favorite sustainable design elements of the building is the recycled content, especially the pine floor.
The floor is reclaimed timber that was had sunk into the bottom of the Suwannee River 100 years ago. So it's old logs that had sunk in and they would have otherwise been unused. And they were retrieved and reclaimed for this floor. And so it's beautiful pine that has a grain to it that you don't see anymore because trees are not allowed to mature to 100 years anymore. Before they're chopped, and we love that it's trees that were already laying flat, and we didn't have to chop any trees down, and the floor is beautiful.
Because the building is so new, it still has not been certified by LEED, but based on new construction sustainability credits, or green features of the building, Walker expects that it will either get the basic or LEED Silver certification. LEED certification operates on a point system, and one of the points that Walker says the building will earn deals with teaching others about green buildings.
It has just wildly exceeded our expectations, and we're just thrilled. One of the points you get is to educate the public, to use your certified building as an opportunity to educate, and being in the marketing industry, we wholeheartedly embrace that, and one of the things when you say, are you excited about it, we can't wait to show it off, so we're thrilled that that it's a place that anybody in Tampa can come to just see what it feels like to have a LEED building.
Walker started planning the building with Beck Construction 2 years ago. Construction took 10 months and cost just over $2 million. David Devaney is a project manager with Beck Construction. He is a LEED accredited professional and oversaw the design and construction. Devaney told WMNF some of the water-saving design features of the building.
Low-flow fixtures, two-stage toilets, got a small gallon flush and a more of a full flush. And then low flow irrigation, drip irrigation system, all that contributes to a 46% less water use than the standard building. You know, they compare it to the baseline code built building.
The building uses 46% less water than other buildings its size. That exceeds even LEED's requirements. It also uses 20% less energy because of a reflective roof and other features, Devaney said.
All the lights are on occupancy sensors, so if there's not anybody in the room or no movement in the room, the lights will turn off. See that in the bathrooms and such. High-efficiency mechanical HVAC equipment. And, you know, with all the daylighting, you were able to they were able to design the building and put less light in the building because we have so much daylighting in the building that where you don't need. You've got task lights, you've got lamps and stuff like that near the windows, but you don't have overhead lights that overdo it.
LEED accreditation was developed by the U.S. Green Building Council in 2000. On Thursday, Walker Brands received an Award of Excellence in the Green Building category at the Planning Commission's Community Design Award Ceremony. Devaney said he's extremely proud of building the first LEED-certified building in Tampa, and he hopes others will follow suit.
I think everybody can see going around town, on the commercial side, there's a big push to pretty much everything coming out of the ground these days is green, and we're looking forward to the city of Tampa and Hillsborough County and the other jurisdictions to recognize it and give credit and actually set the guidelines where, hey, when you're going to build a building in this city, hey, you need to meet the minimum guidelines of LEED, which there's a lot of cities, Seattle and others, that's their baseline building code. You have to meet these standards for energy efficiency, water use, and all that kind of stuff, and it makes sense.
Large windows fill the two-story building with natural light, which doesn't just cut down on electricity use, but also gives the building a spacious feel. Nancy Walker said that during construction, they ran into permitting trouble because city staff did not have experience with permits for green construction.
I think the more that people understand it, the more there's going to be roadblocks. I think typically people are asked to stay within a known framework of their thinking and approvals, and I think really just because we were new, where some of the issues were caused from kind of being a guinea pig, not only in terms of LEED and the permitting of this type of building. We wanted to do something different, and instead of it being embraced for, wow, this is really different, it was considered a problem because it was different.
Tampa City Council member John Dingfelder told WMNF that the city should be flexible while the first green buildings are constructed in Tampa. City Council has proposed a series of ordinances and resolutions with incentives for green buildings. Dingfelder said that the green ordinances were sent to the legal department a month ago, and he anticipates workshops later in April.
If they want to, people want to contact my office and hopefully contact all of City Council and encourage City Council to pass these things and encourage the mayor to sign them, that would be a great thing.
You can learn more about this green building or request a tour by visiting walkerbrands.com. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.